Ms. Taylor, you wanna? And we practice what we call open communion, and that simply means you don't have to be a member of this church, you don't have to be a member of any church. If you're seeking God's grace in your life, you're welcome at God's table. Now, since COVID, we have the little cups for those who don't want to come and physically at the altar, and they're okay because it represents the same spiritual meaning of the breaking of the bread. But today we have real bread. When they were in slave in Egypt, and when God finally delivered them out of slavery in Egypt, and they took and they went through, and they didn't have time to put yeast in their dough that they were carrying with them, so we call it unleavened bread. That's usually what they use when you look at all the depictions of the Last Supper and so forth, and it is like pita bread. But we as Christians, we use pita bread sometimes. But you think, well, okay, well then why do you use bread that's puffed up? Why do you use bread that's got yeast in it? It is because our sin had been forgiven by the breaking of the bread. And as we take the bread to our spirit and receiving it, we acknowledge that God's grace and forgiveness. And then also, after supper, he had taken the cup when he was telling them the story, because they were celebrating Passover, where the death angel passed over. They had so much. They were being delivered out of slavery and all that, and they were so grateful that to this day they still celebrate the Passover meal. And he took the bread, explained to them about the bread, and then he broke it. And he said, this is my body which will be broken for you. And then he took the cup and he lifted it to heaven. And again, he gave thanks as he did with the bread. O King of the universe, thank you for the universe. Thank you for the bread and the fruit from the wheat. And then this is the cup. Now there's four cups in the Passover meal. The third cup is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation, but when he lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks, he said, O King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he told them something that they didn't understand until much later. Drink ye all of this. This will be the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. And he invites us all to come to the table for that memorial meal. Come as the Spirit leads. The bread which represents the broken body of Christ. Take to your comfort the love of God revealed to us in the physical way. Broken for you and for me. For the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort in Jesus' precious name. The love of God and his broken body, as we represent in the bread and take it to recognize what he has done for us, something we could not do for ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. The same as the bread, which is Christ's body broken for you, thanks to your comfort, and the cup, which represents the blood of Christ. Has everybody been served who wishes to be served? Arise from this table of grace, recognizing and accepting God's love for you by the forgiveness of sin. And we go back into the world. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to live in this world. But we also thank you for the spiritual life that we have and the promise of eternal life with you forever and ever. Go now in peace, in Jesus' name. Amen.